Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman. Thank you for calling. We were speaking on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Mary, and her phone number is
One second.
405-27
405. Yeah, 2.
274-0806.
Thank you, sir. You can transfer Mary over.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you. Hi, Mary.
Yes.
Mary, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
That is good. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, that is right?
Yes.
And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you, that's correct?
I'm sorry.
And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Yes.
All right. You don't have one. All right. And then
yeah,
you can and then you can affirm you have not signed any paperwork in regards to this with any firm, right?
Right.
Right. And then it was you that used the hair straightening or relaxer chemicals within the past 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxer, such as endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Yes.
Which one was it?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer, roughly?
December 26th of 2023.
Okay. December 26th. And we are filing this claim for yourself, of course. And then who was the diagnosing doctor, or what was the hospital you were diagnosed at?
Gregory Rue.
VU. And then
I'm
what's
sorry?
Gregory Vu, you said?
Root, R-O-O-T.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard Vu. I'm so sorry. And what city
I'm
is Gregory
sorry.
In? Oh, you're good. Yukon, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Yep, found him. And you went to him on 1205 Health Center Parkway in Yukon?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
240.
248. Yep, I got it right here. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these are going to be redundant, just doctors' addresses and stuff. So I do apologize if these are very redundant. We'll get through them very quickly, though. And then you were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, that is correct?
Correct.
And you don't currently live there, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you did use the hair relaxers or brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed, that is correct?
Correct. Yeah.
And then on average, how many times per year would you use the hair relaxer? Would you say it would be 4 to 5, 6 to 7, 8 to 10?
I'd say 8 to 10.
Okay. I'll put 8 here. All right. And you are, of course, a resident of the United States. That is correct?
Yes, correct.
And what is your date of birth?
12/02/1992.
12/02/92. And you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, that is correct?
Never, yes. Okay. That's correct.
Did any other family members or loved one use the hair relaxers and were later diagnosed with similar reproductive cancers?
No.
Okay. No worries. And what is the main state you use the hair relaxers in?
Oklahoma,
okay. I assume so. I just have to ask. So, and then you reside in Oklahoma now. I take it. Let me get that. Let me put the state.
Yeah.
Second. Oklahoma. Okay. And then when did you first start year wise, and when did you stop using the hair relaxers? You can give me month and year, or just year.
I started using them when I was young.
Okay.
So, I want to say around 2001, and I stopped using it in 2023.
Okay, I gotcha. Around 2023. Around when you were diagnosed, I'll put December of 23.
Yeah, around the month. Yeah.
I'll just put December 1st of 2023, start using January 1st of 2001. And then you did apply these products monthly or bi-monthly. So I'll click monthly. And then consecutive years,
yes.
You used it for around 22 years or so?
Yes, 22 okay. years.
And did you apply these at home or salon or both?
Oh, it was always at home.
At home, okay. And then you don't currently use the products. And you don't happen to have any receipts or
no,
people,
I don't.
Correct?
No, I don't have any receipts. Okay. I didn't think I was going to need them.
No, no, you're good. No, you're good. And then... was it L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simula, the brand name of the product?
L'Oreal.
The Dark and Lovely one, or just L'Oreal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. L'Oreal or L'Oreal Dark and Lovely?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Thank you. And then this question's worded a little weird, but your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year. That is correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, sorry it's worded a little weird. I know you used it for 20 years. So
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
And
yeah.
then what treatments have you received in regards to the ovarian cancer?
I've had a surgery.
Okay. Medications as well, like pain medications?
And, yes, pain medications as well.
Okay. Any chemo or anything like that?
I've had. No.
No. Okay. All right. So I'll put surgery, pain medications. And did the treatment start the day you were diagnosed, 12, 26, or 23, or a little bit after?
It's a little bit after, like the 29th.
Right before the new year. Okay. I'll put the 29th then.
Yeah.
2023. And the treating doctor, was this also the same as the diagnosing Gregory Root, the OBGYN?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
He's the same one that treated you, correct? Or you were treated at the same facility?
Yeah.
Okay. At Dr. Roots.
I was treated at the same facility.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Integris Health, I think it looks like.
No.
What was the name of this facility?
The Community Hospital.
Oh, okay. Hospital... And what was the city again? I'm sorry. It was UConn, right?
It was in UConn, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No. Okay. Was it the Integris Health Canadian Valley Hospital or was it the community hospital? Just community hospital. The community hospital
the
is the one on
hospital.
Okay, on 89th Street.
89th Street, yes.
Yep. I got it. Thank you. And that's where you were treated. Let me put that here. Community hospital. And I do appreciate you for having all the addresses and everything ready. I thank you for knowing them right offhand.
Yeah.
This ovarian. And then I know this is very redundant as we were speaking about female reproductive cancers, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Yeah, I know it's very redundant. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And then first name, he said it was Mary, correct? M-A-R-Y?
M-A-R-I-E.
Okay, thank you. Marie. Okay. Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry about that. Sometimes they don't refer to
I get
to,
that. I get that a lot. I get that. Yeah, I get that a lot as well.
My girlfriend's name is Rosemary, so people always say Rosemary. So, I can see how people do it. For Marie, though, it's a little bit harder, I feel like, because it's just, you know.
Yeah.
And then what's your last name, Marie?
Wadua, it's W-A-U.
W-A-U.
A-H.
A-H.
D-O-O. A-H.
You said D-O-O, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me spell it for you. W-A-U. A-H. D-O-O. A-H.
Correct.
Okay. And then no suffixes or anything, correct?
No.
Okay. And then, what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable giving me the full thing, you can just provide me with the last four.
It's 442-049270.
Okay. And then, what is the best email address for you, Marie?
Marie.wadua@icloud.com.
Okay, 1 second. I gotta copy paste the last name. I don't want to misspell it. What do I at iCloud? You said.
Yeah.
Okay. And then best phone number for you is this one we're speaking on, 480-691-7313.
No, it's 405-274.
Hold on. 405. You gave me the wrong number. 274.
0806.
Okay. And this is the number. This is a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. So 405-274-0806.
Yes.
Interesting. Oh, nope, that's the number you gave me. I was looking at the wrong note. I'm so sorry. Okay. I was wondering how. I was like, how did he give me the wrong number? And then when the lawyers reach out to you, would you want them to call you morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning, okay. And best address for you?
201 East Almer Drive.
Can you spell it?
Apartment 120. I'm sorry. A-L-M-A-R.
A-L-M-A-R Drive. And then what was the apartment?
1201. In Chickasha. C-H-I-C-K-A-S-H-A.
I got it. 73018.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me put the apartment number on here so it maps. Number 2102. 1201, right? Apartment number?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Grady County.
Yes. All
right. And then there are documents to support your date of diagnosis, correct? Naked medical records. The hospital would have them.
Yeah, I don't have them.
Yeah, no, the hospital would have them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a copy exists at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. Yeah. The lawyers will be able to pull them. They just want to know. So just to make sure that it exists. And then would you like to leave an emergency contact? It's not required.
Yeah, I don't have an emergency contact.
You're good. Okay. And then let me just confirm everything with you, like spelling. And that's everything we went over. I'm going to send you a DocuSign. We'll complete that. And then that will give the lawyers permission to start pulling those records and start this case for you and get you the compensation you are deserved. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So we are filing the claim for yourself, of course. You would like to participate in the lawsuit and do not have an attorney already in regards to this, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And that would have been 12/26 of 2023. And the diagnosing doctor was Dr. Gregory Root at 1205 Health Center Parkway, Suite 240A in Yukon, Oklahoma.
Correct.
And all that's right, the diagnosing date and doctor. 12/26 of 23, that is correct for the diagnosing date.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, I want to make sure on that one because that one's important. And then you did use the hair relaxer or brand 4 or more times in a single year. Use it about 8 times a year on average. You are a resident of the United States, and your date of birth is 12/2/1992.
Correct.
Okay. Never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. And then you mainly used the hair relaxer in Oklahoma. First started using it in 2001, and then I put stop using it around December of 2023. And that is all correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you did apply these products monthly or bi-monthly, about 22 consecutive years of use, apply them at home, no bottles or anything, which is fine. L'Oreal Dark and Lovely was the brand. And your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year. That is all correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And there was no periods where you stopped using the hair relaxer in those 22 years or so, correct?
No. Okay. As soon as I got it.
Once you're ready for the other. Yeah, I gotcha. For the another one. And then surgery, pain medications, treatment date. We have a rough estimate of 12/29/23, which is fine. Just rough estimate. And you went to treating, but the facility was Community Hospital on 3100 Southwest 89th Street in Oklahoma City.
Yukon, Oklahoma.
Is it Yukon? Hold on one second. What did it have? Okay, one second. is. So there's the community hospital. It's showing technically as Oklahoma City. But it's okay. the one on 89th Street,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's that basically UConn. Yeah, basically UConn and Oklahoma City is like in UConn are basically the same.
Okay. Cuz there's the one I was talking about, the Integra Southwest Medical Center, which oh no, that one's Oklahoma's. Oh,
yeah, that's
Oklahoma City.
Oh,
I see. All of these will just say Oklahoma City. Okay. But the address that it has down on the maps, it's the one on 3100 Southwest 89th Street, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, it has Oklahoma City, and then the zip code is 73159. That's right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I want to make sure. Okay. Oklahoma City on that. It's weird how some of those municipalities are where it'll be just on the border and it'll change the city. And then we have that. It's Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And then you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer, of course, a female, first name Marie, M-A-R-I-E, and then last name W-A-U-A-H-D-O-O-A-H.
Yes.
Okay. And then is it okay if I repeat your social back to you?
Yeah.
442-049270.
Correct.
Okay. And then email is your first name dot last name at iCloud.com. That is right.
Correct.
And then phone number is 405-274-0806.
Yes.
Okay. And cell phone, of course, address of 201 East Almar, A-L-M-A-R Drive, apartment number 1201, apartment number 1201. In Chickasha, Oklahoma, 73018. Okay. And then there are, of course, medical records that support your diagnosis, and the hospital would have them.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have a copy of the medical records, right? The hospital would have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I almost said yes on that one. That's why I asked. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. 1 second. You'll receive a text in the next second or so. It'll say, my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
It should just came through. Yep. Click on that link. It'll open up. When that link opens up, it'll say yes or allow for consent. You want to say yes or allow. Once that happens, it'll ask you to draw a signature. And then once you do that, it'll say, oh, sorry, you have to start, and then it'll ask you to draw your signature. And then let me draft up a message for you too. Once you do hit finish, so I'll give you all the lawyer's information that will be reaching out to you. E4D. That is the firm. Okay. MARIE. And then your number again, 405-274-0806. That is it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're good. No, take your time. And then, I see you're in the document. Won't you just sign it that once and then save it after adopt and confirm, and that saves it. And then you just tap on the boxes. And if you do hit finish and it takes you up, you might have missed one. I think there's only two or three, though, after you hit finish.
Okay.
And then once you hit finish, I will send you a text from my direct number. It might ask for initials too on that one. I'm not sure exactly which one it sent you.
Yeah.
I think it's like three or four initials. You just tap them.
Okay.
You should only have to draw the signature once, and then it saves and the initials once. And then, yeah, you finished it. I just got the email. And then let me send you this now. I can able to send it. So I just texted you. That is my direct number. It'll say it's Jeremy Perlman in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. This is my direct number. And then the firm that's going to be reaching out to you is A4D. I have their phone number there. You should hear from them in up to 7 days, but probably by like later today or Monday or Tuesday, you'll hear from them most likely. And they're just going to confirm what we went over and then basically start pulling the records, or they're going to start pulling the records and just give you an update on the case. But Yeah, you should hear from them in about, if you don't hear from them in 7 days, please do reach out to me on that number I texted you from, so I can either get an update for you or just transfer you to them. All right.
Okay.
Well, Marie, I do thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day. I am sorry for what you're going through with the hair relaxer products, because it could have very well caused you ovarian cancer. But yeah, I do thank you for your time. It was the first step to getting the compensation you're owed. Thank you for your time. If you have any questions, you have my number. You have a wonderful day and happy new year. Happy Friday.
Okay,
bye-bye. 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 Bye.